Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 67 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 56 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Sunny.
71 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Sunny.
76 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Sunny.
80 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours.
Sunny.
81 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours.
Mostly sunny.
83 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
85 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 86 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 85 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 83 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 73 degrees.
WSAU from WAVMD. You can take it, Matt, if we don't hear anyone else. I'm happy to keep a log for you if that would help, and I'm not really up to taking that tonight myself.
I guess I'll run it if someone else wants to, I can write it in the 8 seconds at the same time. Actually, with the 10, that it would be kind of complicated if I weren't doing it that way. Good evening. This is WSAU with the U of M Sunday night. It's going to be every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on this U of M repeater, WUM repeater. This night is open to all amateurs. When check-in, give your name and call sign. I will take check-ins in the following order. I'll first take check-ins from mobile, portable, and short-time stations, then from EchoLink stations, and then from all other stations. If there are any mobile, portable, or short-time stations looking to check in to the U of M Sunday Night Net, please call now.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. This is Abe, pedestrian mobile.
Got any SB, any other mobile, portable, or short-time stations? Okay, nothing heard. Go ahead, any SB, lay it up for us.
WSAQ. And the net, NASBE. Well, we're back from Florida. We were gone the last weekend. That's why I wasn't checking into the net here. But we're back in town, and we're out taking our normal evening stroll around the neighborhood. And that's pretty much it. Back to net, NASBE.
Thanks for that. Let's see. Are there any iPhones? Spent today, previous week and this weekend working on replacing some rotten fascia and gutters. I replaced the fascia with hardy trim, I think is what they call it, anyhow, fiber cement board. And I had someone make continuous gutters, so now I've got, and I put it all together with stainless steel hardware, so I think I've got something that should last a little bit more than the 25 years that the Home Depot guarded with joints and wood fascia that seems to have a few places where it's basically weakened right on top of the fascia and ride the whole thing out in those spots. Hopefully that will last longer. Although after 100 years of replacing gutters, there was a lot of work to be done with the raptor tails in a few places. But I'm almost done with the ladder work. I just need to do some painting now, so that fit. Anyhow, are there any echoing stations or D-star stations? Not D-star. Is it D-star? All-star. Any echoing or all-star stations we can check in, please call now. Nothing heard. Any all stations for the U of M? This is WSAQ. Please call now.
U8EMB.
That's W8EMB. Anyone else with you on Sunday night?
U6NU.
K8BZJ.
B2IS.
Yes. I'm part of you, but I'm pretty sure that's KB6NU. K8BZJ. And KB. OIS, anyone else? Alright, so that's WAGMV. Wait up for us, and you'll be followed by 610U. Go ahead, Ed.
Matt and the net, this is Ed, WAGMV. Well, the activity today was a block party for the neighborhood. We rented a bouncy house, lots of kids there. Some snacks to be had, and good conversation with folks. Lots of whom I recognize names from the mailing list that we have in the neighborhood, but I haven't put faces together with names yet, and really COVID took a chunk out of neighborhood socializing, and it's taken a couple of years to try to get back to things, so it was nice to see people. With that, back to Matt. This is WADMV.
Sounds a lot more fun than hanging off a ladder, painting, and hanging gutters and turbines. But although it is has been very warm the last few days, it's been nice to do work outside in the I think it was about mid-80s the last couple of days. Let's see. Up next is KB6NU. You'll be followed by BZJ. Go ahead, Dan.
BSA Unit, KB6NU. Well, not a whole lot new here. Dinesh and I are actually going to be taking our IC7610s out to St. Joseph on Thursday to get the displays replaced. And so that should be kind of interesting. We'll drop them off in the morning and hopefully pick them up after a couple hours. We haven't made a plan yet where to go, but we're going to do a POTA in between there somehow. So that'll be fun. And with that, back to you. This is KB6NU.
Is the repair over there, people doing repair over there, some leftovers of V-kit?
No, I don't know. This guy may have had some connection with V-kit, but he's a certified ICOM service person, and does great work. He fixed an IC-746 Pro I had here, and actually, as it turned out, there was nothing wrong with it. I don't quite understand that. But anyway, he's got a great reputation for servicing ICOM, and this displays on these IC-7610s, the earlier builds, were they burned in. So this one here has several spots where it's burned in, the images is burned in, and supposedly the displays they replace them with don't do that, at least not as much. So anyway, I'm looking forward to having that done to this radio.
Good luck with that, thanks for that. Yeah, I don't know about the displays not being more resistant to burn-in, but I do know a lot of firmwares will make when they use flat vacuum fluorescent displays, they don't realize that there's a subject to burn in, and they have to end up fixing it in subsequent firmware revisions where they dim it after a certain amount of time and things like that, so it doesn't damage the display. Anyhow, up next is KBZJ, and you'll be followed by OIS. Go ahead, Mo.
Thank you, Matt. This is KBZJ. Hard work today getting the garage cleaned out so I can park the car in for the winter. And what that means in my radio world is that I've got to find a shorter whip for my mobile use. But not really a problem, and happy not to have to scrape windows first thing in the morning coming up here. With that, back to Matt.
That's why I opted for mounting the antenna on the bottom of the trunk lip, even though it's has some interaction with the body. It makes it short enough that it fits in most places without having to lower it down or anything. And currently, I have the opposite problem. My car is trapped in my garage with tools and construction supplies and such for my station and gutter project. And I still have a little bit of a project left here. Hopefully that will only take a day or two, but I need to take my wooden steps apart and replace the steel fasteners with stainless steel fasteners, because apparently the screws I used 25 years ago that were supposedly compatible with the new type of pressure treated wood really aren't, and now the little blocks that make the steps on the stringers are threatening to all kind of shear off, so I need to get that fixed sometime before winter. Anyhow, up next is KBOS, and that's the bottom list. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Matt, KDHOAS. Just a quick update. The care group finished another project, and this Tuesday they're going to start working on the Artemis II. There's been a solicitation out to individuals who can monitor the S-band. So we've got some possibilities. We have a couple of barbecue grills. Obviously, that's not enough game, but we may give it a try with that. Plus, we have a donation of a 6-foot diameter parabolic dish. Speaking about that donation, the club received 4 brand new decibel products, antennas. 3 of them 2-meter, and the other one was the combination 6-10 vertical, plus a lot of new and used Motorola parts and test equipment. So not a bad weekend. Another good week coming up. Back to you, Matt, KBHOAS.
Thanks, Ed, and thanks for your work out running the club. Yeah, it sounded like from the little bit of the email that I read that to hear the Artemis, you need a pretty good sized dish to get enough gain to, which I suppose that means you're also having to aim it pretty precisely. Anyhow, this is WSAQ with U of M Sunday night. Are there any additional check-ins or rechecks? Please call now. Nothing heard. Thanks everyone for checking in. Thanks to U of M for this use of this procedure. We had, it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 check-ins of head control, and time of, we started a minute or two late, so let's say about 13 minutes. This is WSAU bringing the U of M Sunday night net to a close, and I'll be clearing QSYs at RCNet.
Thanks, Matt, for taking the net. Oops, just a moment. The other radio on, and so I was hearing myself on a delay, which never works out very well. This is WVMD. Thanks, Matt, for taking the net. And I'll also be QSY to the ARCNET, which is on 145.15 with a PL of 100. See you over there.
The software decoder, especially when it was having issues maybe a year or so ago, but even now it will, if you unkey fast enough after you stop talking, you will hear yourself transit back out of the repeater. Anyhow, so we say you, QSY.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 65 degrees.